What better way? I say that again. What better way to kickstart if not with the sound of music that inspires, that pushes you to wanna jump and just have fun on radio. Beautiful music by Simi, or some would say Simi, South African lady, beautiful. Ah, mama.
All right, it has been pure vibes.
Yes, indeed.
Pure vibes here in the studio. And then Collins has been showing me some interesting dance steps.
Yeah.
And I really hope that you're watching, you're streaming us live on Facebook at the moment, Nigeria Info 99.3.
Uh-huh.
And you can just catch Collins in his element.
Absolutely, man.
And you'll be amazed. Yeah. I want to say shout out to those who recommended that Collins mm-hmm. should use, I think, salt and water, you know, for your toothache.
Yes.
I mean, it's been a huge relief.
It worked like magic. It worked like magic. And I must say thank you. That's after I used it many times. I almost ate alarm, Derek. You know, just to fight this pain. But thank you to those of you who recommended salt and water. It worked like magic. And here we are. And thank you to you for us, you know, staying there. Sometimes when I'm in pain, it just feels like we're in pain.
Yes.
Is our pain.
I said it yesterday that there's no way I could have, you know, detached myself from you feeling that kind of pain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's difficult. It's just you seeing the person who you love dearly in pain and you cannot do anything about it.
I mean, it's a tough place to find yourself. Lagos, we also, that even brings me to the point. That's why sometimes people just call in, you know, and come in and say, hi. Hey, hi, you people. And then they now turn to Collins and say, as if Collins is the only one here. You know, he always puts me in a position like, hello, hello, please. What's strong with you? What's strong in you? All right. And enough said already. Andrea, how are you? It's 10 minutes past 10, by the way.
I should be asking you.
Uh-huh.
I should be asking you.
I feel better, way better. And indeed, I'm happy that... you know, apply something works.
Take it easy.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy about that. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today we're going to start a show from a position of bringing one of those amazing stories of ours. And before we get into that, you still pushed it back to me. How are you two? How are you?
I'm fine. I mean, yesterday was amazing. Last night was cruise night. Oh my goodness. Sometimes I really wish that we could have cameras in our house and just broadcast the way we live. It was cruise night yesterday.
Big time cruise, man. Big time cruise.
Cruise night. Yeah. That's continued this morning.
Yeah, I mean, we're still in that cruise vibe. And I think sometimes you have to be deliberate about how you feel. You know, one has to be deliberate about how you feel, about generally, and about things generally. And I guess that's what it was.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I felt differently. Mm-hmm. It started from we pouring out our, which I think that a lot of couples should be doing.
Yeah.
It started from when we were just, you know, pouring out what we feel about some certain issues.
Issues, yeah.
And just, you know, letting it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it led to, it led to the cruise.
Let
me put it that way. It led to the cruise. You know, from great music to... more wine.
And more.
It was a great night. I really enjoyed yesterday night.
Yeah.
And you know, we could tell all over you.
Absolutely. I mean,
you're glowing.
You are. You are glowing. Yes, you're glowing.
I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for you. I mean, I know. You know, like they say, man. Guys, don't lose the fire, all right? If you have a relationship with one person, you have a relationship with someone, whether it's a marriage, a relationship, and there's a fire burning that pushes you guys to feel great about each other, aside from the regular things that people, you know, look out for, you know, I think you should guard it with all diligence. I think you should put in the work to make it work, because trust me, it's priceless. So you don't know what a thing means to you until you lose it. And I don't want anyone to get to that point where you would have to start finding to get something that is lost. Because it's more difficult to find the lost stuff than keeping it, right?
You're very correct, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. I was about to say that, you know, when it's normal, right, for couples to, that is individuals, right, to have misunderstandings, to have built up resentment, to have, you know, a lot of things going through their minds, and they just want to say it. Some people would rather keep it to themselves, but it's advisable that you talk about it, let it loose, let it, you know, free your mind. Communicate with your partner.
That's right. It might just be communication that's keeping you guys apart. Sometimes you just need to hear out. And then also listen to Judge and listen to all that. Anyways, it's at 13 past the hour of 10 and we are live again. So guys, there's an experience I had. My wife right here and my co-host on the show, she doubles as that, which is a blessing.
Oh my God.
And she's an amazing cook, guys. I call her a chef. She said, no, I'm not a professional chef and all this, but I believe that all she needs is certification. And those who have stayed in my house and those who have eaten her food, even our previous place of work, I remember used to carry flags of food to your guys in the studio,
I mean, your former radio station.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I'd be like, this food you're cooking now, is it for me or... But I love the fact that you're ready to share your meal and to let you know, for you to be bold enough to share your food. And they request
it
for more.
It must be good.
It has to be good. So I had to say that so that people understand.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, what she does is she actually ensures that I have change of diets or eats balanced diet from time to time. So she comes up with some things that I'm like, okay, how do I eat this now? And she explains to me what each would do. You know, there's protein here. You need this. You need fiber. You need this for your body. And on this day, I was dealing with a certain condition that required that I ate more of vegetables. And yeah. And she said, don't worry. Okay. She just told me. Well, she told me, don't worry. I'm going to make sure tonight you're eating vegetables. So, bros, ma, hello, everybody listening to me. When you hear vegetable as a... No. As an African man, I keep saying that because, man, I can't divorce myself from the African-ness that I've had over the years.
Oh,
I mean, from country to country, you know, I have a lot of African-ness in me. But that doesn't change... That doesn't take me out as a global citizen because I still consider myself a global citizen. So... When you hear vegetable as an African man, as a Nigerian out there, what comes to your mind?
Oh,
you know what? Let me ask from that the door behind the pillar. Just for the, Jasmine, you know, from where you are, just when you hear vegetable, what comes to your mind? First thing that comes to your mind. Ugu, thank you. God bless you. Please, first and second.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Lovely. She said, Ugu. And that is what I was expecting an Elikaiko, an Oha, or Ugu, or a Foriro.
Okay.
My mind was made, I was expecting. So, even while they're preparing the food in the kitchen, I didn't bother. I was just there, maybe watching UFC or just, you know, following up or playing games with Zane. And then, boom, the food is ready. I was not looking for the vegetable. I said, please. He said, yes, veggies, ready. And what she does is, if you follow her on social media, I don't know why she doesn't post these things on her Instagram.
Oh my goodness.
But if you have her on WhatsApp, you see she takes good pictures of most of her dishes, her meals, and they're always... In fact, you'll be like, man, I'm coming to your house to eat now. So she took pictures and then she brought it. Do you have a picture of what? No, you're going to explain what she cooked. So
it is obvious that I married a jungle man.
I'm a jungle man.
I'm a jungle magri.
So where is this vegetable now? Where is
oh
the fufu? Where is the fufu to go with? I didn't see vegetable, guys.
Okay.
But she told me this is vegetable.
Can I speak now?
So please, explain what was in that dish.
Oh my God, I can't believe this.
And let Lagos get to contribute.
I had cauliflower.
What?
I had... I had broccoli. I had carrot.
Okay.
I had green beans.
Okay.
I had cashew.
Cashew nuts. Okay. Continue.
I think that basically,
all these three things you mentioned.
Yeah.
Now. Yes. I later found out that it was actually very healthy and very, very balanced diet, but it wasn't what I was expecting. Ugu, like Jasmine mentioned.
Oh my God. Man, I can't believe you brought this thing on radio.
I'm very sure nobody. There are very people that heard. Oh, goodness. They'll be like, where's the vegetable in what you mentioned? Because I know that each of those things, they're vegetable. Carrot is vegetable. But. Hello, oh, hello, God. Sir. Is somebody hearing me, or am I just being a jungle man?
Oh, my goodness. That night was crazy, because I, in my heart of hearts, I really wanted to, you know, make a meal that the whole family can be, you know.
Well nourished.
Well nourished, and be, you know, I appreciate that I did something beautiful. So I put that together, and in my heart of hearts, I presented my meal. I presented this meal, you know. And as something I do with my presentation is very important. Yeah. I don't just dish the food and then, you know, put it in place.
Put it anyhow.
My presentation is very, in fact, I think it's more apt than the taste of the food. But yeah, my presentation is, I make sure I put effort in the way I present the food.
Mm-hmm.
So in my heart of hearts, I presented this food looking very delicious. I think I'm going to put the picture of that meal on my Instagram page.
Yes, please do. So that people can check it out.
I
think you could do that now.
I think I added mushrooms as well.
Mushrooms.
I added mushrooms, cauliflower, broccoli, cashew, carrots, green beans. I don't know if I put peas in it, but yeah.
Hey.
I made a very good meal.
And
the taste was not bad.
No, the taste was fantastic.
But I think that is because you're not used to that vegetable.
I am not. Jungle man is not. The jungle man.
Oh my goodness.
The jungle man is not.
So I dished this food and I, of course, Ima ate out of it.
Ima was confused. By the way.
That's my brother. He was confused. He was like, I don't even know which one to taste. He said, when I'm eating the, as he said, which one is this green one? I said, it's broccoli. It's tasting like tree. And then he says, I prefer this other white one. What's this white one? I said, it's cauliflower. And he said, I was tasting like rice like this. And you know, my husband himself could not even chew. Because he was still even dealing with the whole toothache and all. He couldn't even chew. And I'm like, what have I done?
No, I saw the disappointment in your face. Like,
man, I couldn't even eat. Like, I just left the food.
You mean all this effort?
What I put on my heart to do. And then at the end of the day, it wasn't
So I was caught in between complaining and trying to encourage you so that I can eat the food. Myself and Ima, we took.
But I made up for it.
Yes, you
I made up for it. I eventually made your effort roll.
Yes.
The vegetable that you know.
Yes. Yes.
I eventually made that with plantain. So.
Absolutely. And I had great fun eating that. So, guys, I want to appreciate you for the amazing meals you bring.
Oh, my God.
But like you said, I'm a jungle man. And that's not to say that I'm not ready to learn.
Okay.
You know, I need to train my taste bud. After going through
to eat onions.
The onions and green sauce from Indian restaurant the other day, that I was still trying to recover from that. And then I had this one coming on board. It was before then anyways, but I appreciate these efforts. But please, vegetable.
I can't believe this.
Carrot can be called a vegetable, which I agree is a vegetable. But as a jungle man, it's not vegetable.
Okay.
It's not as a jungle man, I don't calculate. So do it. I don't know if I want you to do that again.
Man, I kept laughing. In fact, when I was presenting the food, I was all, you know, you wanted to eat vegetable? I did vegetable for you.
Oh my.
It's all good.
So Lagos, I decided to bring that story today, if you can relate to that, if you have had that kind of experience, or if you have a question for her.
You know? One question, please. Don't put on the spot, for God's sake.
You can ask her.
No question.
Okay, so
moving on. Shout out to you. Shout out to you for eating my food.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
My basically. People are already commenting that I'm enjoying it.
There's no wonder you are fresh.
Yeah, man.
We're trying our best, you see?
Yes.
It's not easy to be a wife and a colleague at the same time.
That's right,
it's
too.
It's a lot.
That's right, too. I don't know how many people experience this. Shout out to those of you who, you know, you have to run things with your better significant other, like probably do a show together.
Or do business together.
Business together.
Yeah,
it's a big deal.
It takes a lot of self-discipline.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of self-discipline.
Emotional discipline.
Discipline, yeah. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot. Trust me, it takes... I don't think this is peculiar, right?
Yeah.
or no, I think this is peculiar in most cases, yes. Right? And like we said before, this is like the very first time it is happening. The uh-huh. two married couple are on air doing the same show, uh-huh. right? So our experience is quite unique.
Yeah, it yeah. is unique.
So
it is
unique. Both of us, we are the ones to manage our every. But it's beautiful how we bring every on air.
And it becomes fun.
Like
right?
this, your vegetable just.
No. It's I had to bring it home because it was my experience. I had to share.
Well done, sir.
Because yesterday I asked the man, see, Alpha, you remember that food that is? He said, man, I ate what I could eat out of it.
I know.
And he ate even more than me. It was more unconsiderate. Let's get back to the show today. We decided that we'd do a follow up on our conversation yesterday.
That's right.
And hear more from Lagos regarding what's happening in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And also regarding our topic of yesterday.
That's right. So if you did tune in yesterday, our conversation centered around marriages then and marriages now. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to find out from you. Tell us, what do you think changed? Do you think that marriages were more tolerant then compared mm-hmm. to marriages now? And a caller, I think sociable, said that it had to do with the fact that a lot of people are now independent. Mm-hmm. They feel more to satisfy themselves than to satisfy mm-hmm. their partner mm-hmm. and vice versa. So are you on sociable's train as uh-huh. well?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, you know, a lot of individuals are becoming more independent by the day? We want to know from you, what changed? Back in the day, marriages seemed to work. I mean, we see people who are married for 35 years, longer years. Mm. So what changed now, where we have people who are easily opting out from marriages? We want to make our homes work, but want to find out what are the principles that worked then and what has changed now. So feel free to let us know. Join in the conversation. You can call us 0700-993-993-993. But first, you want to tell us how you're feeling this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to tell us how you're feeling this morning. Also, remember to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And we're here to scream with you, Chest Alive.
That's right. So sweet, you know. 10:25, so it says the time. People are calling me Bushman. It's okay. I've already come and said Jungle Man.
He said Jungle Man.
On Facebook. On Facebook, a number of comments are coming in. Someone is greeting us in Igbo here.
Okay, he's saying Tekes. The Tekes. Ekenenuno. Okay, great to you.
Okay. It's a Andrea's Kitchen will definitely patronize
if it happens.
Wow.
Well, I call it Agbomma's Kitchen.
Agbomma's Kitchen.
Agbomma's Kitchen.
Okay, great. I love the fact that you put the Africanness in it. And that came in from Kainde Popola, top fan, of course, top listener, top viewer on Facebook. Shout out to you. Adeboyejo Olua Fisayo Daniel says, lovely from you guys. Keep it up. All right, so thank you. Ebuk Innocent said, now Ugu we know to be vegetable. Any other type, now Igbo food. He's in Ugu.
Okay.
And Inkem Akakonam Gabriel Oji says, Collins, you're a Bushman. Okay, Asu.
My sister, thank you very much for brushing him. You're welcome.
Is it, thank you for brushing me up.
Yeah.
I'm joining you to thank her. So, Alfie Ologun says, I seriously thought you guys being a couple, Teke Dimeji was a joke. Just confirmed now from you guys, probably first radio couple. I don't know, but this is great and awesome, special. Thank you, Afi Ologun, for that. And it's time for us to go on that break, that necessary break, mm-hmm. and we'll do that now.
When we come back, we establish a conversation. Stay tuned.
It's the feel of Lagos, bringing conversations to you, real life conversations you can relate to.
When the elephants are fighting, they say
the grass could suffer. Meanwhile, that grass and the chop to survival.
Exactly. Touching the core of family issues.
Love itself cannot die. But you know, when you have the definition of love as an emotion,
mm-hmm.
then you can
problem.
Think that love can die.
If you have gotten to a point where you don't send your children anyhow, you can say anything anyhow, I think that's dangerous. I don't like you. Talk to me with that way, I'll be angry. And yeah, we all need to be tech savvy on Techie Talk.
It's fun time on radio.
With games you would love to be a part of.
This is Happy Radio.
For happy people.
This.
This.
This. Lagos. Join Andrea, Oduobi Teke, and Collins Teke on What's Up Lagos.
What's Up Lagos.
Every weekday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Trust me, it's radio that heals.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
That's right. It's Radio That Heals right here, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And yes, you're hanging out with the Techies on What's Up Lagos. And it's about that time we bring to you Family Talk. So if you are interested in talking family, today we're having a continuation of what we started yesterday, which is marriages then and now. So we're still asking the question, what changed? What actually changed? Why do we have more families separating recent times compared to what it used to be?
Is it wokeness? Could it be that this generation is asking several questions that have been otherwise ignored in the past?
Or tolerated.
What exactly changed? Are there things we could look back in the past and pick and add to better the situation of things today?
Were there principles that worked back in the day and you think that we should implement in recent times?
Many questions to ask, many questions to answer, but you've got to share your own story. On Facebook, we're streaming live.
That's right. It's Nigeria Info 99.3. And you can call us up, right? 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, you want to share with us your experience and what you think about today's conversation, to call us in 01465-7190. I'll take that again. 01465-7190.
And for those who would like to call the radio station or send a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp.
That's right.
Messages are coming in on Facebook and the messages coming in on WhatsApp.
And that's right. So we quickly take the one from WhatsApp.
Okay.
This person here says, what's up, Lagos? I'm so happy. I feel great this morning. It's my birthday. Shout out to... Shout out to everyone alive. So happy birthday to you, Gideon.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Say happy birthday to you. Okay, so moving on. This person says, Collins, you did enjoy you. No wonder you did fresh every day.
That's all.
Congratulations to you, sir.
Frankly.
You're doing well.
Yeah, she's doing the work. No, I mean...
All right, we have another one here. And he says, Collins, imagine a titled man after washing his hands to eat fufu and vegetable soup. And you present him with that kind of vegetable. Now, community, go touch that one. You said, now, community, go touch that one.
I swear, I'm telling you. And on Facebook, Franklin Chukukwa says that... I was thinking that you guys added the ticket to her name just for the show. I never knew that she's your wife. God bless both of you.
Amen.
For making us happy. And that last line is, you know, why we're here. I mean,
right.
It's happy radio for happy people. We keep saying that all the time. And someone is saying, blank video, imagine why. No vex now, Michael. We're on a break. That's why you said blank video.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, more people are responding to this.
Okay.
Best radio couple ever. You say, Andrea's laugh is rich and infectious. Love you guys. And that's coming. Shout out to you, Femi Salau, for that comment.
It's real laughter. It's laughter from the belly. You know, there's laughter from the belly and there's laughter from the neck. This one is from the belly. That's why it's infectious.
All right. More comments. 17 new comments on Facebook. Jesululua. Absolutely. So, but let's go. I think we need to take a call. So I've not spoken to a number of people today.
Okay. So let's hear voices. Let's hear some voices.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Yes.
Yes.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Yeah, cheers to life.
Absolutely.
Mr. Collins, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Your toothache. Is what I'm asking of.
It don't go.
so that you go chop wedding and dread a cook.
In fact, yesterday I was not myself.
Yes,
I just want to check on you guys.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. You didn't tell us your name.
My name is Ellen. I'm calling from Elasta.
Okay. Oh, Helen. Thank you for calling again. Thank you. God bless you. Okay.
Right. Yesterday I was not myself. As much as you were the one in pain, I was also feeling your pain.
It was our pain. I remember one day you're celebrating your birthday and I said,
What's up, Tono?
Share the light. Am I in Nepal? are we Nepal?
Oh, join Sujare, the Tekkers. Andrea?
What's up?
My sister, thank you. Did you say yesterday was your birthday?
No, it wasn't. Okay. It's next month.
No problem. Prof?
Yes, Sai.
You know, I always tell you, you are a lucky man. I just want to say hi to both of you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much.
My sister, good job.
Thank you. We're trying our best.
Thank God your teeth don't go, so you can eat Easter meat, right?
Yeah.
thank God. I was worried that yesterday.
I'm telling you.
That did not be small. I suffered it until I go remove the thing. Yes, it's too painful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Chris, for that. Hey, what's up, Lagos? What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
Oh my goodness, what's happening? That's quite low.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up to you? Who are we talking to?
Shadi on the line.
Hi, Shadi. How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Shadi.
You want to do what?
I want to sell the kit to you. Long distance and it will happen again.
We should use what?
Long distance.
Oh, what, a particular toothpaste?
Yes.
Salt and water has done the magic, go.
It may come back again. You use long distance, it will never come back again.
All right. Thank you. You can send me a DM
or something, or a direct message.
I heard the name of the toothpaste she talked about.
Okay, you heard it. Okay, great.
Hello?
Hi, what's up, Lego?
What's up? Yes, just a life.
This is my own way of breathing in and breathing out.
Wow.
Yeah, this is just Lopaye.
Oh, just Lopaye.
Yeah. Great to have you on the show.
Yeah. Morning, Andre.
Good morning.
See, let me just say something. That is not vegetable. What you gave him is not vegetable.
It's what? Yeah. It's what?
I don't understand.
It's what now?
From the way I was feeling, I was
All right.
No. Well, that's fast. You did well. See, about marriage.
Yeah.
See, I love this type of marriage. You guys are part of this generation.
Mm-hmm.
And you know some part of this generation. You said woke.
Yeah.
It is that wokeness. Mm-hmm. Wokeness. Look at what you did now, the way you said it. Mm-hmm. I can bet you, if you go on Twitter to say this, the way you just explained, you write straight about what happened.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that some toxic women will attack you?
Do you know that
you were in the kitchen? That she was in the kitchen cooking. She brought something to you on the table. You felt like something like, you were not really cool with the food.
Yeah.
She now went to make another food.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? If that was on Twitter, there would have been war. Feminists will come out attacking, saying, why didn't you follow her? She did something for you. Those are the things affecting marriages nowadays. They go on Twitter, they listen to things. Feminism is now it's now like agenda, yes. Agenda of things. The way you said it, that you were in the sitting room watching UFC or something, playing game with them, I can bet you. Don't go on Twitter.
So wait. Are you... Hold on a second. So are you trying to say that feminism is part of the reasons we have marriages being broken?
No.
So what are you
feminism
saying?
Feminism with brain. You understand?
Okay.
With sense.
Okay.
The way they reason nowadays is senseless. Now, look at what I've said.
Wow.
Now, look at what I've said now. Mm. Do you know that is going to create something on Twitter if you just go ahead to narrate all what your husband said? Mm. Okay. Do you know it is going to create something?
Wow.
All right.
Those things, if you go on Twitter, if you use it, you will see those slight things that is normal. I'm not saying a lady now should be in the kitchen, the husband should be in the sitting room.
Yeah.
But there are some days men will just say, okay, let me allow her. You know, like maybe I don't feel like joining. I'm not saying Teke doesn't join you in the kitchen. Yeah. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like men should just sit and just allow the every time. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But at least some days, even if he doesn't, the reason is that it is now compulsory for you
to be in the kitchen as well as she's in there.
You understand. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
He
first of all mentioned wokeness.
Mm.
That wokeness is what is actually causing
the wrong side of wokeness.
Yeah.
That more or less. And then the wrong side of feminism.
Yeah.
We must agree that there are positives and negatives in
Absolutely.
Everything. Everything can be good, straightforward
Absolutely.
And everything right. You know, there must be negative sides.
Okay. I think it's still indirectly saying it has to do with some level of
wokeness,
yes. I'll leave it at that.
All right. And maybe asking the questions.
Mm-hmm. Why are things the way it is? Hello.
Hey.
Hello, yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah, sorry, this is my first time calling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome
to the show. Yeah. What's your name, please? Much.
Yeah, first.
I want to remain anonymous.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to comment on the topic about what has actually changed from
marriages then and now.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think for me, it's what I say, I would want to say it has to do with third-party interference.
Okay.
Mm.
Getting the in-laws to interfere in your marriage.
Okay.
Or say friends, you know. Like back then, during the time of my parents, let me use them as an example, you know. Nearly see maybe my grandma or my mom's parents, or you know, coming to the house to tell them how to run, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been my, everything happens between my dad and my mom, you know. At least with people interfering or advising them on how
what to do and what not
run
to
their
do.
Home, you know.
Mm.
But these days, what a lot of marriages suffer is that's to do with getting your in-laws to advise you or want to do because of maybe selfish reasons and because of greed, you know.
Right.
Like we have an in-law that would tell the man, see, you don't have to give your wife money for the housekeeping. It's not your duty, you know. She will be the one. She's the one that is to run the house, and the man will feel like, wow, this is the way
you should go.
This is the way it's supposed to be, you know.
All right.
You know, you see things like this, it affects relationships. This example I gave now is a life example, you know.
It's what is happening to you.
Yes, sadly. So the man feels, okay, actually, since my wife is working, I don't have any reason to be giving her money, you know, monthly money.
For upkeep.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. We're going on a short break at the moment. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Bolingo C. city. Bale Aruba.
Hey.
Ya le so wasa bo e bo to te yin pasi logo so te. Oh.
Ndolo ndolo di ma wasa ndolo e.
Oh, tanga tanga wusa tanga e. Di ma wasa ndolo la longe. Ati.
Ndolo ndolo di ma wasa ndolo la longe.
Oh, it's so nah.
Oh, Bolingo.
Uh-huh.
Bolingo, hey, Bolingo City.
Ati. Bana tanga tanga busa tanga e, dima wasando la longe, ayo ha.
Dolo dolo, dima wasando la longe.
Poco poco, oena.
O bolingo,
ha.
Bolingo he, bolingo city.
Ayo, andolo na.
Ndolo ndolo na dima wasa ndolo Batanga tanga busa tanga dima wasa ndolo alonge.
I think you have to translate that.
Google Translate will give the answer.
No, I think you have to translate that.
No, it's about love, that we all need love. We all, you know, deserve love. That's what the song is talking about. Ndolo is love in Sawa language, which also translated in Bakure language. It's translated Douala language, done by Grand Manudi Bango, you know, Ndolo. Whenever you hear Ndolo, it means love. Ndolo means love. Uh-huh. Now this was a vibe, man. It's a Cameroon and Nigerian feel right here in the studio.
That's right.
From time to time, we should, you know, also let it be known around the world that this is a marriage of two countries, not just two personalities, guys. And it's something we should say from time to time. Do you enjoy the sound of music I bring your way from that side of the divide?
Absolutely.
You love
Absolutely. Like, even before I met you,
uh-huh.
I've always been a fan of Dombolo. I've always been a fan of Sukus.
Okay.
I've always been a fan of Makosa. Yes.
Like, so, you know it.
Like I know it.
Okay.
No, I think that a lot of Nigerians think that Makosa is Dombolo. Awilo is the person.
Yeah.
I mean, Awilo is the artist.
Yeah.
So they think that the song he sings
is Makosa.
Is Makosa. Meanwhile, that's Dombolo.
Yeah.
Dombolo or Sukus.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead of. So I've been following those things
absolutely.
For a very long time.
But this is what real Makosa sounds like. Listen to this. It sound alike, but this is what real Makosa music sounds like with
Grandma
Nidibango.
Beautiful sound.
Okay, let's get back to the calls and let's get back to the talk on Family Talk.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Check your time. It's 7 minutes going past the hour of 11.
That's
and
right.
We're still here talking Family Talk with What's Up Lagos.
Yep.
With the
yep.
techers.
Yep. Yep.
So we're asking, what changed between marriages then and marriages now? What do you think changed? Do you think that the principles that, you know, our parents applied back in the day are better off than the principles that have been applied in marriages recent times?
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. So you can call us up on 0700-993-993-993.
That's right. We hear a lot of conversations about nowadays. And I'm not a fan of nowadays. Come on, you understand?
That's
you know,
right.
Children of nowadays. Hello, please.
Marriages
let us
of
breathe.
Nowadays.
Please, let us breathe, please.
All
let
these young people getting married.
Were you not young? Were you not young? Did you become old? Did you become old day one? You just woke up and you became old. Were you not young? Leave the young, let the young grow.
Exactly.
That reminds me of one, you know, boss I entered that time.
Okay.
From from Calabar to Lagos.
Okay.
The young shall grow.
Okay.
Anyways, let's squeeze in the calls now. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Ouch.
Oh, that's painful, guys. Sorry.
Hello.
Top of the day to you.
Top of the day to you too.
Hello, Epidani.
Hello, Epidani.
You are only from Kalahiri Dizer.
Only at...
You don't understand the meaning of the new thing. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, Ahiba is calling your godmother.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We know. Okay. Holy Adao.
You since calling, you still playing the old school.
Mm.
The old school... They go on with the old system, but you are a new man.
Mm-hmm.
God will be new. God said old things are passed away.
Mm.
I am making all things new. So go in the newness of God's glory to serve women.
Mm.
In those days, women serve men like slaves.
Mm.
But now, God recommended that men should serve the women.
Mm.
When you are going, I hold the hand back for her.
Mm-hmm.
If there is any little sneeze, say, oh, darling, are you talking to me?
Oh, my God.
That's a child, man.
Thank you.
You have at least three slaves in the home for her sake.
Mm.
Don't you see Abraham?
Mm.
How many slaves you have for her? You don't have a slave.
Mm.
One in the kitchen. One taking care of you, cleaning the shoe, washing your clothes, ironing it.
Yeah.
And after the Israelite become a supervisor.
Mm.
He doesn't need to go and enter the kitchen.
Oh, you got it. I would have said one bottle for you now. You've got it.
Then in the evening, when you are about to go to the bed, take up a glass of put the wine inside. Then put the ice block. Do you know what is grape? Have you seen grape?
Yes.
When you come out in Israel now, when you go to Israel and marry, you know you cannot treat her like an Israelite.
Mm.
Okay.
You put grape inside the wine. You what do you call it? The apple. Bite it inside the glass.
Mm.
Then you now say, darling, this is awful. You just let her sip it.
Okay.
You put it in your hand and let her sip it.
Mm.
All right.
Because you go and sit down, the love will be rotating.
Okay. Mm. All right.
How to treat a woman 101.
I think exactly. More like what happened last night.
That's more like what I did.
More wine. Okay, anyway, moving
That's
on.
That's too much information.
You think so?
Yeah, it is too much information, but it's okay.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
No, it's okay.
Oh, God.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really great to hear from her. I mean, she's... I hope someone learned something. Pretty much give your woman a treat.
Put my family in public. You say it's so much for me.
But it's okay.
Jeez. Okay, I think from what she said.
Yep.
I think at the part where she said back in the day, women served their husbands.
Yep.
It was more like a lord and servant kind of marriages.
Yes, my lord.
Yeah, you know, it was too much. Like, it was highly emphasized that the woman should serve the man. Meanwhile, if you're going by scripture, or if you're going by, you know, standards that people look up to in the Bible, I don't think that God designed it to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's the manly nature, the patriarchy nature, that coined it out to make it look to favor them.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I think that if you're going by what the Bible says about a man and a woman, the man is to love his wife, and loving her is sacrificing for her.
Yeah.
Loving her is serving her. Loving
That's
her
right.
is, you know, being there for her. So it's actually the opposite of what most marriages are actually doing or practicing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other way around, where the woman should be the one to serve you. The woman should be the one to, sacrifice for you. The woman should be, meanwhile, it's supposed to be the other way around.
Absolutely. And it is a thin line, too. A lot of people take it above board. Everything with them was in moderation.
That's
Some
right.
people will just take this message like this and just take it straight and go to their home and start saying, please, I heard on radio. You have to be serving me.
That's not how to imply. I mean, the woman on her other side, on her own responsibility is to honor him.
Uh-huh.
Honor the man. So if you are saying the man should serve you or the man should sacrifice for you, are you honoring him?
Mm-hmm. You have to play, everyone has to play their part. And you might need to, some couples need to educate themselves at different levels. You know, you have to do some education, you know, just so that just so that you can be on the same page. You can't just go and hear something and come and apply in your home. Be ensure that you're on the same page. And in doing that, you might nicely, I know a couple of times you called my attention to things by recommending a book for me to read.
Yeah.
You understand? Yes. There's a book. I mean, recently I stumbled on The Richest Man in Babylon. I've been hearing that for like how many years now? Finally had to read the book. And I realized why you even got such a material for me to read in the first place. And that's just an example. You have to take some steps to ensure that you help each other. That was me. My two cents. Much less than two couples.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
Shit's alive.
Oh, wow. My name is Kayode Mogaji. I'm calling from Surulere.
Kayode Mogaji.
Mogaji. Welcome, sir.
Yeah. I think one of the greatest things that has come to relationships is we have actual relationships. Yeah, I think actual relationships. And I think we have to thank information for that. I'm a man and I get called a feminist for saying the right things. I think we have this terrible patriarchy stuff we've been conditioned to think in a certain way. And I always ask the question most men around me, and that is empathy. Just try to be in the person's shoes and think about what the woman is going through when you go out at night and expect her to sit at home. What? Try to reverse the position of the situation. Why don't you try to do what you do outside with other people? Why don't you come home to do it? And I think that's what's beginning to happen. Things are beginning to change. The woman is becoming more independent. I think it's one of the old people be like, are you kids or nowadays? Well, I would say no. I was privileged to have parents that actually, well, maybe they were 50 years ahead of their time. The way they did things, yes. Because my dad, in fact, at the moment, I'm a woman.
The network not good.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
At times, it would be my mom to tell my dad that, oh, no, don't do this. When your family is here, they will think it's me. And my dad would say something. Are you married to them or to me? That's it. It's a very, as men, we need to actually take that position. There are certain things. My dad didn't work for years. And guess what? It was my mom that actually took the position. And people would be like, that means she was as strong as a man. No, she was not as strong as a man. She was just a woman who was responsible.
I love that.
At the particular time. So at times, we actually, what we do with gender is actually one of the things, or the part we give gender. Do you understand? Expectations from, this is what a man is. Yeah, different context.
Okay.
Everybody, every home. I'm sorry, I took too much of time.
It's okay. Thank you. You made a valid
great example. Yeah.
Thank you so much. All appreciate it. And you've spoken well, I must say.
It made a very...
More men talk this way, the world would be a better place.
From what he said, I'm going to take out the part he mentioned that the roles attached or that being assigned to gender is one of the reasons that, you know, we have all of this back and forth in marriages. You know, he said his mom took up the responsibility in the home. Now, it didn't mean that
she was trying to be a man.
She's trying to be a man. I think a lot of women should debunk that mentality. There's no how you can be a man. I'm sorry. The man is a man, right? And the woman is a woman, right? So he said she wasn't trying to become a man. She wasn't trying to be as strong as a man. She still understood that the man is, you know, he has his strength. He has where he can come through for me. But I had to take up because of this situation, and this and that. It didn't make her less of a woman or more of a woman.
That's right. She was just a woman. That's all. And I think that humanists... as against, you know, whatever gender you want to stand for. It's more. First of all, look at ourselves as human beings.
Yeah.
Human beings. That's very key. Well said, Andrea, I must say. More calls coming in. You want to go on WhatsApp?
Yeah. I mean, there are a few messages on WhatsApp.
Okay.
This is coming from... I'm sorry.
Okay, we missed it. Let's take this call quickly. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up to you?
Chester Life.
Chester Life. Good morning.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Andre.
Hi, hi, good morning.
Colin, good morning.
Good morning,
And it's good to hear your voice very well this morning.
Yes, so.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you were like, even my daughter was almost crying.
Aww.
And my sister, Andre, thank you so much. Mm. Thank you so much.
You're
at least the way you spice marriage now. You know, there's some program I do here on radio, and I kind of become scared. No, the ideas I give it up in you concerning marriage now. Mm. So I'll be like, why would I marry a man, and why can't I answer my father's name? I'll be like, if you want to answer your father's name, why do you not leave your father's house and go to someone to marry somebody?
Mm.
And so, like, the man will go and cook the food. Why all those stuff?
Mm.
And I'll be like, God, why all this?
Mm.
And some of these are ladies, after listening to radio, they will come back home and be trying to bring up such ideas in the house, and you see phones coming up with trouble there and there.
Mm.
But thank God for those ideas. You are, at least it's coming from a woman, someone that is a career person, not just a housewife, the way
that
they call it.
That's right.
Mm. So I'm happy about that, because for myself, I know how I'm sitting up to make sure my home is working well.
Yeah.
Before I cook, I know before I cook, I will ask my husband, what do you want to eat? You know, I know he's this type that likes Indomie. So I prepare Indomie and vegetable with him, not a follow and we'll go like a calling the way it minds. So I do add carrot and all those to spice it. Not that that woman is stupid or anything, but just to make sure your home is in peace.
Mm.
So at least, thank you so much, my sister, for
you're
those
welcome.
Ideas you're bringing up there. Thank you so much.
All thank right. you. Wow.
I also should mention the fact that, I mean, I have a supportive husband.
Yeah.
I think that should be said. I have a husband who supports me. So it's not like the bulk of everything is on me. And I'm trying to work it. I'm trying to make it work. I'm trying to, you know, put it together. Most marriages go through that, where it's just one person trying to make it work. And just like we said, most of back in the year, it was the woman who was, you know, always putting in the work to make sure the family is whole.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you have a situation, in fact, there are two people coming together. It's a teamwork. I think that's the first mentality. It's a partnership. It's a teamwork. You both are coming together to, you know, start up a family. It's not one person coming together to start a family. There are two people. So it's support from both ends. It's not just me as a woman trying to make the marriage work.
Yeah.
It's also the man, he's got his responsibility and he's not failing there.
Do you think they should define responsibilities? I mean, not roles.
That's right. I like that you mentioned that not roles, but responsibilities. So it could be that, I mean, I could take up the responsibility. It does not mean that it's my role.
Yep.
You could take up a responsibility. It does not necessarily mean it's your role.
Not role, just responsibility. I mean, step up when a person is lagging. So if you're in a house where both of you, there are areas where you know this person does not have, whether it's a man or a woman. For example, if I could cook better than you, you know that I'll be in the kitchen more
often. And for crying out loud, I love to cook. In fact, I really don't like it when my husband is in the kitchen.
Yeah, the
I send him out. I love to cook. I enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
I love presenting my food to my husband. Mm. I'm not doing it because, it's a role. Oh, that's how it's meant to be. It's a woman's job. Oh. I do it because I enjoy doing it.
That's
I find fulfillment doing it. The smile on his face when he eats my food is heaven for me.
And that's where it should be. I mean, you should do it because you enjoy it. That's it. You should do it because you enjoy it, and also as a matter of responsibility.
Yes.
And now when it becomes responsibility, anybody can take it up.
Anybody can. I remember when I was pregnant, it was Collins that was cooking for me. I rarely entered the kitchen. You know.
Did I cook well? If I hear
it's a topic for another day. Moving on
indeed. On Facebook, more messages are coming in. Someone's Francis Mary Ojo says, well, he said there was sanity and sanctity then than now.
Mm-hmm.
To have peace, to have a peaceful home, we need to adopt the styles and ways of then.
Why did he say, I wish he called in so that we can, you know, probe further.
Yeah.
You know, we can explore further. You can ask, I mean, we want to know what worked then. What were the things that worked then that you think that we should still go by what worked then and apply it to marriages now?
That's right. Another message coming in here, commenting on the song.
Okay, he says, this is Mano de...
Dibango. It's Dibango he wanted to write.
He died, that's right. He died.
Coronavirus stole him from us, right?
Such a beautiful talent, yeah.
That was last year. Really sad. Africa's greatest, one of Africa's greatest. Well, Daniel Edem Essien says, "What's up, Lagos, baby? First time seeing you guys live. Compatibility should be your middle name.
Yeah.
You guys were created for each other. But I wonder how you guys met. I love you guys. So, hey, Daniel, we'll tell you the gist. And then one day...
You're going to pay for it.
Because it's a long gist. Anyways, another reason for marriages suffering, some ladies are quick to run to their parents to report any happenings in their homes. Some men, too, have refused to leave the apron of their mom.
When they get married
instead of trying to handle their matters on their own, you see, instead of handling the matter on their own, it's a great show, you guys. A reality show on YouTube will be a great idea for you guys. Thank you so much, Oluwafemi Aye.
All right. I think that that's also another thing. That's why you can hear most of the time our older parents will say, children of nowadays
don't have patience.
I think it's because they think that many of us are not mentally prepared for marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And that because we love, there's this rush going on, this dopamine. Oh, I love this person. And then we go into it.
Rush out.
Exactly. So I think that's why most people, our parents back in the day were like, you children of nowadays, you just want to rush in and get married. They don't know that there are things in the marriage. They know they've been there, so they are seeing it and telling you, I'll use children nowadays. Maturity is also... Now, maturity does not come with age.
Mm-hmm.
Maturity is your mental state. Your intellectual sagacity, if you like.
Yeah, it needs a whole lot.
It's a whole lot for you to come into a married space. If you're not emotionally intelligent, you could ruin it.
That's right. So do you think marriages, as we people perceive it, especially before they get married, and as it is in real life, that there's scam in between? Like what they tell you. Versus what
you want to shake some tables.
What they tell you versus what you meet.
You want to shake some tables. It's very correct. I would not lie to you.
Say scam is involved.
Scam is involved.
People will be like, hold on, guys. I thought you guys were saying people should get married. We're not saying anything, we're just saying what it is.
The truth is, marriage is sweet.
Yes.
And I felt most of my friends who got married after I did, you know, they were like, you guys are so blah, 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 and all of that. And I said, marriage is sweet, right? It's the way you want your marriage to be, that's the way your marriage will be. Marriage
depends on both of you, right?
Is sweet. Don't allow the mindset of, hey, it comes with this, it comes with that. It's what you've accepted, then you start acting out.
Mm-hmm. And there's no crime being single. And there's no law that says everybody
must marry.
Not everybody. There's no law. There's no law.
Mm.
And yes, but if you can... And you can go through it. Don't go there with expectation. This way we'll go.
That's right.
That's my own little thing I've learned.
That's another thing. A lot of people say that have an expectation of how your marriage should go. Because it's going to help you, you know, put this and that in place and all of that.
Oh, Nimmo.
You see.
Oh, Nimmo.
I think that already explains it. We're going to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Just stay with us.